We good?
I'm good.
Recording. We're good.
Yay, it's the time for the hot
sauce. Time for the show!
Oh, wait, you gotta do
ba-da-da-ba.
Ba-da-da-da show intro. Welcome to the Hot Sauce Cinema Show. Welcome. I'm your host or something.
Clippy McClips.
Clippy McClipperton is my name. Also known as Brian Fay.
What's your name?
Also with me today in studio today is Chris Crossfade Jutris.
What is it?
Steve Woodbury.
What? Wait. Crossfade.
He has a new nickname every week. That's the joke.
Oh, okay. It's clever.
for nomenclature purposes, it's Chris air quotes Jutris.
Oh.
Are you using vocabulary over here?
Yeah, and also like, with us. Also, it's. Sure! Also in studio is. God, Lee HK. Also in studio.
Very phonetic of you.
Nomenclature?
Nomenclature.
I like it when you use words.
It turns me on. Sure.
The HK, a.k.a. DJ Level, a.k.a. Space Spaceman, a.k.a. Your Mom.
Your Mom?
A.k.a.
Mom.
Slam Dunk That Gravy Train.
A.k.a. Slam Dunk That Gravy Train.
Okay.
Oh my goodness
this
gracious.
This just got sexy.
Okay, so tonight's show
is about sports. So I
Who here didn't watch the Super Bowl?
Why didn't you watch
That's
the Super
bullshit.
Bowl?
That's bullshit.
I kind of watched it.
It was on.
It was on. I was at...
It's the new rivalry.
My place of employment. And it was on the TVs, but I was busy playing video games instead.
Nerd.
I was having fun.
Yeah, it is fun to play games. We were playing Fortune Street up until the game was on, but we stopped playing Fortune Street.
It's like Monopoly, but
with Dragon Quest and Mario characters.
If Monopoly had sex with Mario Party, Fortune Street.
This sounds awesome.
Why have I never heard of this?
Can we
play it next
week? It's on the Wii. That's why.
I have a Wii.
I can bring it over next week.
Okay.
We played it. Chris played it in my house.
Is it good?
When he was puking and shitting. Not at the same time, but...
No, it was simultaneous.
No. I mean, you weren't playing...
Oh.
The game okay. While puking and shitting on the toilet.
To celebrate sports, I have a mug of beer today.
Is that what people drink during sports?
At a sports bar.
That's what...
For the good times.
You could... No, but you're drinking bottled beer at the sports bar.
True, but they put it in a glass for you for what it's worth.
Sometimes. Yeah, but this is bottled beer,
what
so...
What is it worth? I'm curious.
So, you know what? Cheers to the show. Chris, you drinking whiskey?
I'll hold on my microphone.
Scotch and
Wait, no,
Steve
it's bad Plank. Luck to toast without anything.
Toasting a microphone.
Is it?
Yeah. So I'm not going to toast, but you guys can.
See, if you had
Crispy.
Bourbon, we would have one bourbon, one scotch, and one beer. But
oh, my God.
Last week when we got to the bar.
Well, I mean, it is a bourbon whiskey.
No.
Tennessee's Jack whiskey. Daniels
Kentucky.
Bourbon.
I was going to say Kentucky.
See, I'm a Jameson's man myself.
I like Jameson. Big fan.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just curious. What's the difference? It's made out of
where
corn.
Where it comes from. Like, that's
you know
kind of...
It's
John
made
Jameson's
from corn. Stand. That's what
John
defines a bourbon.
They make whiskey in Tennessee and make bourbon in Kentucky. That's the difference. I think it's
what?
Strictly a regional definition.
It thing. Isn't, though. It's like because scotch is a whiskey,
hey, fun
but it's
fact.
Made out of
scotch,
something different.
But scotch is a type of whiskey.
So this is a cool conversation. Fun fact.
Yeah, and so bourbon is a type of whiskey as well.
God.
They're all whiskeys. So
oh, my God, the murder dogs are coming after us.
Welcome to Alcoholic Radio.
You know what I like? Liquor.
Still clipping
fun
my Clipperson over
about,
here.
What's
Jack
your fun
Daniels,
fact?
Go on.
You cannot buy or sell it in the county that it's made. It's made in a dry county.
Right.
That's
well,
crazy. You know what's also a dry county? Rockport.
I was going to say. That's
Rockport.
Rockport's next
it's
to Gloucester.
It's right up on the
Mass?
Shore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I went
you know
there
how...
and I wanted to have a beer with my dinner, and they
no
would
dice.
Say, they
no...
said, fuck you, fella.
Really?
Hey, buddy.
Fuck you, fella.
You, yeah.
I'm still clipping everywhere.
But you can just,
down.
You could
turn
just,
me down,
Rockport baby. Is so small, you could just hop right over to Gloucester, get a liquor, and then bring it to wherever you're gonna
Whenever
drink.
I'm
put it
in
a
Gloucester,
flask,
I
like
think
the
I'm
time
lost.
You were playing Magic with a bottle of McGillicuddy's.
How can you get lost?
That was
awesome.
McGillicuddy's.
No. Whenever I end up in Gloucester, that means I got lost because I don't
oh,
want to
okay,
actually
well,
be there.
I'm so
just,
bad with
you got
levels.
To the end of 120. You can't go any further.
A little bit farther back.
But what are you talking about with Mike McGillicuddy? I got it for Christmas.
Mike McGillicuddy.
Is that his name? That his first name? Mike McGillicuddy?
Dr. Michael McGillicuddy.
Dr. Michael McGillicuddy.
Were you talking about that time I was playing Magic with the McGillicuddies?
Yeah. Oh, speaking of McGillicuddies, I was at the club once, and
what?
Shorty in the club.
What do they do in the club?
They get it in. I don't know. Regardless,
who gets
that's
what in where
they get it into vaginas.
What's it?
The penis.
Oh, okay. Thanks for clarifying.
Not the greased up fist.
Well, on occasion, it depends on the type of club you're in. Anyway. I was in the club and it was letting out, and everyone's
letting,
you know,
out what?
Just like me letting out.
Oh
glass.
My god!
You're never gonna tell the story. Go.
Nope.
No. Go.
Oh, yeah. So it's letting out. It's letting out farts. Everyone's leaving,
Chris,
because it stank.
Nothing, you are the problem.
Oh my god! Let's talk about the show on the show.
Welcome to you. This is the show.
Hey,
show where we talk about the show on the
show.
This is the Hot Sauce Enema Hot Sauce Enema show.
Anyway, so it's letting out farts. Everyone's leaving because it stinks. And
that's farts? Lies. They were just getting out of the club,
right? But so this wicked drunk guy comes up to me. And he's like, "Dude, you gotta look out for that McGillicuddy Jones." And I was just like, what? What does that mean? I still have...
Is that the story?
That's the story.
Oh, jeez. I'm glad we interrupted you 40 times.
Well, it wouldn't...
You should tell the story about the time that a drunk guy asked you if he was alive. That's a way better story.
He wasn't drunk. He was like...
Oh, he was high as shit. But still, way better story.
I got a story. You want to hear it?
Yes.
Sure. Okay. Me and my pals, it was like when we were teenagers.
You and your dad?
No.
Your dad's not your pal?
No, not really.
Oh, my dad's.
I mean, I'm not really close, but I don't dislike him.
Dad. Such a good word. Dad. Same. Dad spelled backwards. Dad.
Same thing with mom or Jesus.
Jesus. Sage.
Are you out of your mind?
Sausage.
So I was out.
Jesus
with...
spelled backwards is a sausage.
No, it's not. I want some sausage.
Oh, hey.
Not gay sausage.
Not gay sausage.
Gosh, straight story. Sausage.
Yeah, it's the first time we went 7.5 minutes without talking about dicks.
No, I was talking about sausage.
We were like talking about dicks.
Hot
a
Italian
while ago.
Sausage.
I was talking about getting it in. I was involved in dicks, so.
Steve,
right.
Story.
I'm trying to, but you're guys.
Oh, how does it feel?
Telling dicks. All right, so we're Dunkin' Donuts at like 3 a.m. And this dude is there, and it's back when they used to have like a bar set up at Dunkin' Donuts.
Mm-hmm.
So the dude was sitting at the bar area of
Wait,
Dunkin' Donuts.
When was this? The 80s?
A long time ago.
The one in Natick?
Before they remodeled shit.
The one in Natick or the one in...
The one in Chelmsford.
Oh, okay.
It was
Chelmsford.
A ways. So I was a boy, and we were getting a dozen donuts so we could enjoy them at our leisure. And the lady's waiting on us. And she gives us... Oh no, we gave her the surprise us. Never say that, because you get like 6 fucking maple donuts.
Because they got to get rid of them.
Yeah, because no one wants them.
For what it's worth, I kind of like maple donuts.
Fuck maple donuts.
It's you have to want it, though.
I know. Yeah.
You and can't so just...
No one actually ever
There's
wants
a place
it.
Downtown that has a maple icing donut with bacon on it.
That's upsetting.
No, it's good. Trust me.
So, at Dunkin' Donuts, we order the donuts. She gives us shitty donuts. And as we're waiting for the shitty donuts to be provided to us, dude starts talking to us. He's like, "Hey, what's going on?" Takes a big bite out of his, like, you know...
Croissant sandwich?
Yeah, it probably was something like that. He takes a big old bite of it, and he just looks at it and goes, "Now that's a sandwich."
What?
You're like, okay, this guy's drunk, high, whatever, but he's hilarious.
And in the morning?
Yeah. So he's chatting
sandwich.
Us up.
Sandwich!
So he's chatting us up a little bit, and then... The chick who's moderately attractive for someone who's working at Dunkin' Donuts at 3 a.m, she goes into the back, and dude turns to us and goes, "Deep down inside, she really wants my scrotum."
What? Of all things to want.
The scrotum, specific.
Specifically the scrotum.
So we were like, what the fuck?
That's
the story.
Did he look weird? Like,
I don't remember exactly what he looked like. All I remember is that he was a weirdo. Hey, Chris, what's going on?
Fuck you! Finish telling your goddamn story. Quit being a shit.
I did finish the fucking story. You weren't paying attention.
You would know these things. Give you a what?
See, the whole thing about like having conversations between four people is that, you know, the person's
he started
talking.
It.
Stop it.
Sports.
We should actually talk about a second side.
So the Super Bowl. Like,
so yeah, what game were you playing that prevented you from Super Bowl?
2DX.
Beat Mania 2DX. That was a really good burp.
Wow.
That was pretty good.
Beat Mania 2DX.
Oh, okay.
So that means
version
you're
19.
Ultra Lincoln. Nerd, huh?
What?
You're an ultra nerd, huh?
Why is it ultra nerd?
Fuck you. You are dungeon crawlers, you shithead.
Yo, what's wrong with dungeon crawlers?
I found out Chris has a huge hard-on for games like Diablo.
I've never played Diablo. Okay, well, just games similar to it.
I have Diablo 2.
That's interesting.
I know.
Diablo 2. I can copy it to your computer. We could fucking land the shit out of it.
Yeah, you could totally land the shit out of it. Is that like lancing a wound?
It'd be better than Minecraft.
What?
I don't know. I'm not familiar with your extremely nerdy gaming parlance.
Yeah, right.
I've never been in a LAN.
Oh, so you're going
You've never land anything, even for just regular purposes?
No.
For just, like, office purposes.
What the fuck office purpose would there be a LAN purpose?
So you could share files.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we have the fucking giant network that's set up. I didn't
what is it, a LAN network?
I have no
Welcome
idea.
Welcome to Nerd Talk Radio! We talk about computers and LANs!
No! See, I don't know this shit. That's why I want to know. I don't know about LANs. I've never
LAN
set up.
A LAN is a local access network.
Okay, so I have a LAN at work.
I thought it was area.
Local.
It might be area.
It's local area network.
You
it's
see,
exactly what it sounds
I feel like.
It's a
you,
mini internet within your office.
I feel like you would know about LAN,
I understand
though.
The concept.
You have glasses. You're clearly a nerd.
But I was more of an AV nerd than anything else.
Oh, you were, weren't you?
I'm sorry.
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know. I was a theater geek in high school. I'm not one to talk.
Yeah,
that's much worse. I'm sorry.
Well, except theater kids get it in.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we do. Yeah.
They are a horny bunch.
Yeah, they are. Yep. They're also just full of drama, though.
It's true.
Yeah, I got a lot of things I could talk about for hours that would bore the shit out of you, but.
Yeah, I like boring stories. Please tell me.
I want to tell you about a dream I had.
Okay. Nice segue.
Fuck you. It wasn't a nice segue. I want to tell you about a dream I had. I've been having fucking crazy dreams lately.
Are they like rape dreams?
I had one where my girlfriend was in the hospital, and then she's like, we should have sex in the hospital bed, and I was like, we should have sex in the hospital bed, and then we did, and then we got in trouble, and she got crazy. And I got kicked out of the hospital, and I was told to never come back, even if I'm bleeding out of my brain.
Kicked out of the hospital? What is this, Monopoly?
Wait, they kick you out of the hospital in Monopoly?
They kick you out of the jail.
Oh, that's different than hospital.
Okay, so the actual story I want to talk about, the craziest dream I've had to date was this dream. There's a bunch of babies everywhere. There's like a ninja baby, there's like an army baby, and they're in like a yellow school bus that's like Mott's apple juice or something, right? And they're like, Mott's apple juice will make your babies not pee their pants. And like, at this point, I'm really confused. I'm watching this dream. It's like a TV commercial in my dream. And then all of a sudden, the babies with, like, their heads out the window start getting peed on, like, all over their face. And, like, the ninja baby's getting covered in pee. And then, like, a baby swings by on a yellow straw and is just, like, peeing all over the place. And then it's like, juice is like Capri Sun will make your babies pee. Capri Sun is baby pee. And it was like...
What?
Man, I want some Capri Sun.
Freud would have a hell of a time with that one.
But it just... Capri Sun is baby pee. It was like a political commercial where they're like, Rick Santorum touched a kid's dick once. Like,
once?
That's probably his dinner.
Kid dick?
Kid dick. Kidwood from that ad.
Yeah, oh.
You ever hear about Kidwood?
What, when kids get erections?
No.
Well.
Well, that's the joke. But there's a thing they sell at like Target. It's... like my first carpentry set, and it's like a little kid's plastic saw and screwdriver, and it comes with this foam, it's painted brown, and it just says, now including Kidwood.
Yeah.
Is that small amounts of wood for children?
No, it's not real wood. It's foam that looks kind of like wood.
But what you, so you can carve it up?
So you can like yeah, cut it with like your little hacksaw.
Yeah, you can cut it like wood. You can hammer it like wood.
But here's the problem. You get like two pieces, maybe the size of an iPhone, and then you're out of kid wood, and then you're fucked.
Well, like, is kid wood ever large?
Oh, little Timmy, cut it in half. How cute. And then he's like, Mom, I'm out of kid wood.
So then call the distributor and ask him for more kid wood.
Mom, I'm out of kid wood. Can you make some more?
See,
more
you used to be able to just have like...
fucking Play-Doh.
Or you could go outside and get a tree.
No. I was saying like you Home Depot whittle, used to have like whittle the up kid a nice like carpentry stuff where you
no,
would
they
go.
Do.
Do they still do that?
You know? My girlfriend works at Lowe's.
The movie theater?
No.
Every time I'm going to do it. Every time.
No, the home improvement place. And they have on Sundays, or Saturdays, a kids clinic.
Yeah.
Where the kids go in and like they build little
shit.
And
they start hammering nails into kids.
Yeah, they just grab the kids
and then they
by
bring
the
them over the minute.
A line clinic? Of nail right above their eyes and just fucking pound it in.
Would that kill someone?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Well, actually, not true. I've seen. Have you ever seen that video of the guy with the front half of his forehead like caved in because his brain got removed?
No.
What?
Do you want to see it and commentate about it live on the air?
No, not really.
We're not live, first of all.
I actually have seen this, but
I don't want to see like some weird brain shit.
The point is that your brain can kind of compensate for that kind of thing.
Not having a brain.
So if there's a part of the brain that's supposed to do something and it fails to function.
Do you have it bookmarked?
Another part of your brain can be taught to do that function. It's kind of interesting.
All right, I'm pulling up the video here.
Oh, it's a kitten.
That's a cat.
I know it's a cat.
Oh, it's a cute kitten. Oh, there he goes.
Hold on.
What? This is the worst.
No, it's a compilation video.
It's a compilation of cute kittens?
Okay, here's the guy with no brain.
Okay.
Oh my god, he looks like Sloth from Goonies.
So, he's some sort of cholo. How did this shit happen to you?
Ah!
Whoa. Why wouldn't they give him, like, a prosthetic skull?
Damn, show everybody what
holy
god,
shit!
Yeah, that's crazy, though.
His head looks like a shoe!
No good.
What?
Drinking and driving, or drugness and driving, no good, kids. No good. And what do you do to every day?
Well, he's telling us wrong things. It's obviously good to be drinking and driving.
You smoke a lot of weed? Obama's president of y'all United States, and he smokes. Motherfucker has the whole White House grown. Why can't I smoke me one blunt? Yeah, I feel you.
Obama smokes cigarettes. He doesn't smoke weed.
This guy is not the brightest bulb in the box.
Well, considering half his fucking head is removed.
Yeah.
You want me to get you a fat chick?
It's amazing that he's talking because...
He's into fat chicks. Hold on.
Bitches don't look like
don't make you a bad person.
Elephant. Ain't shit for me. Ain't nothing. Gotta make sure they ride that dick good. Yeah?
You think he has a big piece?
You ain't with me, dog.
I'm sorry, but if your head has a big flat spot in the front,
wouldn't you wear a fucking hat? There are people that are bald that wear hats all the time.
I feel like...
Yeah, he's got, like, his head, no joke, looks like an L. Like an L. Turned on its side.
Like a Nike swoosh?
His head looks like a Nike swoosh!
You could tell him the name of the video.
It's called The Man With No Brain.
And tell him how...
I somehow get the impression...
Hold on, I want to see his head turn sideways again.
That's weird. Anyway, I get the impression this guy wasn't intelligent to begin with.
Yeah, well,
Nike swoosh, doesn't it? He turns his head sideways in the video, and it's just like, just do it. In the meanwhile, the whole time, apparently it happened, he was high and driving or something, and he's talking about, don't do drugs and drive, kids, while I smoke this blunt. And just like...
Well, he's not driving anywhere.
Good. Yeah, I don't think he's doing a whole lot of anything.
Look, if you were missing half your head, you'd probably smoke a lot of weed, too. I'm just saying.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody would have an issue with it, either.
He's still getting fat chicks.
Apparently, he's still getting fat chicks. Well, because, like, he looks like a decent-looking dude from his face. Like, he's wearing sunglasses. He looks like that cholo type that fat girls like.
Except for the huge Nike swoosh on the top of his...
No, it's not even on the top of his head. It is his head.
I would get
his
like
head
a...
is a 3D Nike swoosh.
I would get, like, some sort of head prosthetic to put on my head where my head should be.
Well, a lot of the times, apparently, what they do is they just leave it. Sometimes I've seen, like, kids that have gotten prosthetics. Like, there's a guy who has, like, the entire, like, right hemisphere of his brain was removed for whatever reason. Sorry. Sorry. I'm gassy.
Real good radio content there.
Fuck you, I'm gassy. I'm drinking beers.
Yeah, you sure are, fella.
Beers.
You know, you kind of look like Jay. Jay. I'm sure you've heard that before.
Jay who?
From Silent Bob.
Yeah, obviously.
I've gotten Kevin
the
Smith
thing you
before.
Were just saying, yes, that.
I'm pretty gassy, but from the other end.
Yeah, okay.
No. No.
Okay. Look at his fucking head.
We are looking at the head. Put it away.
It's gross.
At his head.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, yeah, I had a dream about baby pee.
Oh, yeah, I forgot the That's what we were talking about before we started talking
about
this guy's
head. The
moral of
the head story is...
The moral of the story is that Capri Sun is baby pee.
Listen, Capri Sun is delicious.
Yeah, I like
it's
it.
It's also, according to my dreams, baby pee. I think we should investigate the Capri Sun.
It's how Alex Mack gets her powers.
Oh, yeah, she turns into one of those Capri Sun things, doesn't she?
Yeah.
I thought she had, like... Oh, wait, that was a different...
No, you remember those old Capri Sun commercials where the people just turn into liquid mercury and just kind of float around a whole bunch?
Fucking weird.
Alex Mack, same thing. Alex Mack was
also
my
first
kid
donor. I was thinking of Out
of
This World where, like, she could stop time by, like, doing something.
By just kissing you, and then you're just like, oh.
You're stopping time during my orgasm. What a bitch.
But Zach Morris was able to do that too. He would be like, time out, and then I'm gonna talk to the camera for a little bit. Everybody else would just be stuck there.
Was he the only one on Saved by the Bell who could do that?
Yeah, but then like he stopped doing it like later because everybody was probably like, this is bullshit.
Everyone was like, wow, what a plot hole.
Wait a minute.
And then Screech had a huge dick. Who knew?
Yeah, that's what I hear. Like,
I'm sure some of the cast members knew.
Do you think Lisa Turtle had it?
Some of them had it.
Hold on, I gotta find this picture.
Who's the black chick?
Members, just keep
that. That was Lisa Turtle.
Oh, yeah, then definitely.
The chick that he was like all sweet on in the show.
I hear that black chicks love big dicks.
Oh. Well, then they wouldn't like me.
Oh, come on. Don't get down on yourself.
I'm sorry.
Chris, have you
true.
Seen this? This is nuts.
Yeah.
This is going around the internet lately. That the Magic School Bus cast is actually the Planeteers from Captain Planet.
See, I have a problem with this. Do because you? Wheeler is the coolest one on the Captain Planet team. And that redhead, I don't even know his name.
He looks like a fucking nerd.
I don't remember it. He is a nerd.
There's no way that kid grows up to be Wheeler. All I'm saying.
That's debatable, because I was a fucking unlikable nerd, and I'm pretty much Wheeler.
Yeah, you are, aren't
you? Okay. No.
And I thought the... Oh, wait, no, that was... Never mind. No, but like...
Like, the characters all match up, like, perfectly. There's a blonde one.
Yeah, because
it's
a fucking
Wheeler.
Because they do fucking diversity bullshit in these kids' things. Come on.
Yeah, you know, I guess you got a point.
Okay, we got the
white kid,
the ginger
kid,
guy,
kid, Samoan.
The Asian girl, the black guy, and the...
That's what he is.
Is it a Hispanic guy? I don't even know.
No, he's native. He's got, see the little feathers right here?
Oh,
he's from like Mexico or something.
I thought he was Samoan.
He's native.
I thought he was
Samoan.
It's all the same thing.
And he was the one who had the worst. All
right, look, I don't want to sound racist right now, but the Mexicans were from, the Mayans, which were basically
like,
Indians.
The world's going to end.
That's actually been disproven because when you think about it, there's been leap years and whatnot that have added by Caesar, the leap year. Something like
they arbitrarily made.
Yeah, they arbitrarily. The calendar just ended because, you know, they ran out of rock.
just saying.
No, but like, if.
You never run out of rock!
But, if there was no leap years, technically it would be like April 2013 or something stupid like that.
Wow.
And,
amazing.
Yeah, the Mayans
didn't have
leap years.
I feel like they would have accounted for that, though, because they were very good.
Yeah, but the Mayans
didn't
know of
account for leap years.
What, they were good at
fact.
Knowing what Caesar was going to do? A guy that they never heard of?
Mayans didn't account for leap years.
All right, maybe I'm mistaken. I thought they were very good with astral...
No, they were, but they didn't account for leap years.
Okay, well...
Yeah, but like, I don't think it was Caesar that made Leap Year.
Yes, it was. It was, well, it was done under Caesar's regime. Like, that's when it was instituted, was in.
Caesar made July, I know that.
I hear he makes a great salad.
Mm. I hear he makes a good chicken wrap.
I want Rachel Ray to jerk me off into a Caesar salad.
And then I want her to eat it. Steve, do you want her to eat it?
I don't know, sure.
You should say yes.
Yes. Please, lady. Yes.
Rachel Ray.
So your dressing is the dressing, is what you're saying.
No, it wouldn't be a Caesar salad if it didn't have Caesar dressing, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So it would just be a bonus.
A bonus.
Or I could eat a lot of Caesar dressing so my jizz would taste like Caesar.
Yeah? I don't think that's how it works.
I don't know either. I've had this conversation before, but I'm going to ask you guys.
Okay.
Suppose you're like in the forest and you have no food left.
Suppose you're in the forest and a big naked guy approaches you.
No. You could just like do that thing where like it would be like a snake eating its own tail and just like you and your friends suck each other off constantly eating each other's jizz.
That's not going to work.
No.
There isn't that much nutrition, contrary to popular belief.
But it's protein, right?
You can't just go in like a circle.
Minimal amounts.
You can't just like...
Really? My ridiculous situation is feasible?
Steve, I'm just saying.
Let me explain specifically why.
Hold on, let me just explain something to you. 100% efficiency is not possible.
Okay, well then I'd lose a little weight then.
I mean, you might be able to make it a couple days living off
of tasty
poop and pee. You might be able to live a couple days off.
I think I'd try to eat tree bark first before I'm like,
okay, let's say,
like, well, we've got no food. Let me just suck your dick.
Give me that.
Brian, what's your opinion on poop and the nutritional value of soda?
I feel like the nutritional value of someone else's poop is greater than the nutritional value of your own poop.
Well, it depends on how
it works. Because think about it. Your poop is all the stuff your body doesn't need, but their poop is all the stuff their body doesn't need. So
your
maybe
they need the same thing.
Fuck you. No, but listen, they might have had like way more of a certain vitamin that day or something.
Well,
no,
then it's a gamble.
That's a circumstantial thing, though.
Then. I'm just saying that you're more likely to get more nutrients out of someone else's poop than your own.
Like, I just want
statement done. That's it.
I think that's incorrect.
Send this to James.
is that gonna be in the novel?
I think it depends. Yeah. I think it depends on how good the metabolism of the person that you're eating their shit.
No, but do you agree with me that eating someone else's poop is probably more nutritious than your own?
He's saying that he doesn't agree with that.
Yeah, well, he's saying
wrong.
If someone has really good metabolism,
he's
that means
saying
they're...
that it's circumstantial.
Then that means they're processing all the shit that they need and they're shitting out all the garbage. But sometimes I shit and there's still fucking corn and vegetables in it.
Yeah, wait, no, but hold on.
Fun fact, you actually can't process corn.
Why is that
it's
fun?
Not corn, it's just the shell of the corn. It refills with poop and then it looks full.
No, your body can't break down the cell wall of corn.
Right, the cell wall. But the insides of it is all the nutrients that you get. But the cell wall, like the actual shell of the corn, you don't. And what you poop out is just filled with poop.
I just want to throw out that the outside of corn is not a cell wall.
Well,
it's
you
not
know what
one
I mean.
Giant cell. That would be the most massive organism. Like
Egg is a single cell.
Man, I had
What do you mean?
I had chicken eggs.
I had three cells this morning.
That is not one cell.
An egg?
An egg is not one cell.
Yes, it is. Look it up.
Okay.
He's a chemist. I'm going to trust what he says.
I will bet you $1 million bajillion dollars.
Oh,
wow,
that's
Chris.
A lot.
I'm just
fictional amounts
Chris,
of money.
I'm just throwing this out there. Lee went to WPI chemistry.
Not for biology. I don't know shit about biology.
Yes, but I feel like over the course of engineering degree,
the
you learn some biology.
The yolk is like the...
Nucleus?
Fucking, yeah, it's all the stuff.
No,
it has all the parts
right
to
word.
It.
The yolk of like a regular chicken egg, that's for like the baby chicken.
I guess maybe that is
right, but that's all. That's where all the other cell parts. I don't.
You weren't wrong.
Like the midichlorian, that's where they reside.
Don't bring up shitty fucking Star Wars shit at me.
Midichlorian are real things.
No, we gotta go see episode 1-3.
No.
Are you talking about mitochondrians?
Mitochondrians and midichlorian are different.
They're basically the same.
What is mitochondria? Please go on.
Mitochondria are in charge of energy production for the cell. They're in charge of things like ATP production.
And midichlorians are some shit that George Lucas thought up.
Jedi
can't write
shit.
Fucking movies.
Hey, for what it's fuck you. The original three are good.
Yeah, that's because other people had input into them,
and they didn't have midichlorian. Fun.
Like the Force was a mystical thing that was neat, and then they're like, let's try
to explain what the Force is, and it's like.
There's so many things you
so
have
baby
to
baby pee. We never talked about my baby pee dream.
Yeah, we did.
I don't know. It was kind of silly.
No, but we moved on.
That's, yeah, we stop no. trying to bring it back to baby piss.
Yeah, I think is that your new fetish? Like,
yes.
Me and
no.
The, is
it, no, not at all.
You don't like golden showers, but you like babies.
Specifically from babies.
From babies.
So do you just go to like daycare centers?
And I go to daycare centers and I just hold up babies above my head until they.
What, like Lion King style?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ha! Like,
no, but then you'd be facing the wrong way, so.
Well, you're not.
Or you could
not.
Just change your boy babies and then hope that they piss in your face.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
No, but like they'd be laying down.
Can I change your baby?
I really need
Please,
to
can I change your phone? Oh my god, give me that sweet, sweet golden pee.
Wow. You know, like, so when you drink a lot of water in a day and you're peeing clear.
Well, yeah, that's what you're actually supposed
that's
to pee clear.
They
right,
call it free and clear.
Right,
pee
okay.
And clear.
Not the point.
No, Steve.
Point is, is that called a silver shower? Or maybe even a platinum shower?
Perhaps a diamond shower.
Perhaps.
I would like lots of elements.
Let's discuss the semantics of peeing on people.
Are you going to dissect the golden shower fetish? Is like multiple types of gold.
Can we have like a shower that's like made out of like
what's
something?
A coal shower?
Oh.
It's like when Santa gives you.
What's a Is it a bronze shower if you have a UTI?
Oh.
Get some cranberry in you.
Yeah, get some cranberry, fix your UTI.
Get some Woodbury in you.
Yeah.
That'll fix a UTI, no problem. Ladies?
Ladies?
Steve, speaking of ladies, how's your lady?
Things are going well.
Yeah? Was your, cause you were, the other day, you were a little... Like,
No. Everything's
like
cool.
Last Wednesday when I saw you were like, oh, I'm kind of worried.
I was
lady.
No, it was just me being.
Were you being self-destructive?
Steve yeah. Dave.
Not necessarily self-destructive, but it was just
yeah,
like.
Yeah, Steve Dayton. Steve's got a girl.
I'm saying it's Steve Dave because that was your Dave voice.
No, but like I was just worried
about these
because
games.
I was worried for no reason.
Yeah,
because, like,
no, I do the same thing.
Things were going really well, and I'm like. Holy crap.
Something has
right.
to be
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah,
it can't be this good.
Yeah, like,
no,
everything...
that's exactly what I was with my current girlfriend. I was like, wow, this is like too perfect. Like, something's wrong here.
Yeah, like, we had a great weekend
it's going
this weekend.
Too well, we better break up.
I hope he listens to this. Does he know that joke?
Oh, no. Don't say anything more. Keep going.
But yeah. Shit.
All is well.
Out. We'll cut that out in post.
No, I won't. No, we won't. All's well that
no
ends
post.
Well.
Yes. More cliches, please.
All's
well that ends.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
I don't understand that one.
Hindsight is always 20/20.
I just fell ass over tea kettle for this new lady.
Ass over tea kettle?
That's for real season one.
Yeah,
no way.
You know, it really is ass over tea kettle. Did you use the L word yet?
No.
Should throw that out there as soon as possible.
No. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Yes.
We haven't even known each other for a month yet.
That's like something Drew would do.
Like, I know we just met, but I really love you.
You ever watch How I Met Your Mother?
No.
Ted did that on the first date. He's like, I love you. And then everyone's like,
I love
wow,
that
show.
Wow,
a show.
Really?
No.
Yeah,
you
fucking
should.
Good genre.
Have you guys
got married fucking
have you
right
said it's
away.
Your lady?
Yes, actually. I've known her for 9 years, though.
No, but like, how long have you been dating before you went and threw that out there?
1 month.
1 month exactly?
I don't know. It is longer than a month.
Okay, so like... I mean, I legitimately like this girl a lot. I don't, you know, perhaps it could develop into something like that. But I don't
right.
know yet.
Where'd you meet her?
On the internet.
Yay! I love it. I met my girlfriend on the internet.
How about you? You dropping the
yes.
L bomb?
I'm gonna high five Lee for meeting our girlfriends in real life.
I want to high five Steve from across the room for the future of dating.
Well, I don't know. When you get to a certain age,
too old fashioned.
Stop
texting.
When you get to a certain age, like it becomes incredibly difficult to meet somebody, especially when the interests that you have are like so nerdy that girls don't go there.
Right.
Go where?
Like to play magic.
Does this girl enjoy magic?
No.
Does she have an interest in it?
Not at all.
I've not met too many girls that enjoy magic.
My girlfriend loves to play video games. We actually played the entirety of the new Twisted Metal game co-op together.
I've got a great
story. I have a fucking like top tier. Top tier girlfriend. Me, top tier girlfriend. I haven't hung out with Chris's enough to know. I've never met Steve's.
The girl I'm seeing now is definitely top tier. She's not into the same nerdy shit as me, but she's definitely amazing.
Yeah. Let's talk about how girls are.
We can't, no, we did the lady show last week.
No, I want to hear, I want to hear a funny magic story.
Well, okay, it's kind of nerdy because you're going to have to know about magic.
Yeah, right. Well, whatever. Like, the people that are listening are
anyway. Welcome to the Trading Card Radio Show. I'm your host, Trading Cards McGee. With me today
just
is the
little bit of
Cards
backstory. Shut up. A little bit backstory.
I don't like it when
he's upset because he doesn't know anything about magic.
Fuck you, I know plenty about magic. So that motherboard box over there is filled with magic cards.
A few years ago, they introduced these things called planeswalkers. Blah, blah, blah. They each have their own, like, ultimate attack, if you will.
It kills you in one shot.
Yeah, that's how I feel about most planeswalkers.
I'm at this tournament in Boston, and there's like 25,000 people there.
That's a lot of people.
That's an arbitrary number. I just threw it out. But anyway, fucking.
It's more like four beers.
Hey, can you let him tell a story?
I'm listening. It's so distracting when you're having a side conversation.
We're having a side chit chat, not even a full conversation. Stop having side chit chats and listen to his fucking story.
I'll listen to his story.
Tell your goddamn story.
Anyway, so my buddy's facing this incredibly hot chick, like too hot to be playing Magic the Gathering. And
she has an earpiece in, and she's wearing glasses with a camera on it. And she's getting all of her moves fed to her via a guy in a van.
Nope. She's just a hot chick.
Was she like hanging some cleavage?
Yeah, hanging some cleave. She's like my Valentine, if you get that reference. Anyway.
She was really bad at you.
You mean
she's never won, ever.
Faye Valentine?
No. Faye Valentine's a Yu-Gi-Oh joke. Not a porn joke, Steve. Faye Valentine's a porn star.
No. Nuh-uh.
Faye Valentine's from Cowboy Bebop.
This is also a porn star name.
Anyway. So back to real life, real hot chicks. She's got her planeswalker out.
Which was it?
It was a Johnny Goldmane.
Oh.
And so, which is a dude, and that'll come up later. She's almost got enough points to use his ultimate attack, but my buddy killed her before she was able to use it, and she was like, "Aw, damn, I really wanted to get a Johnny off." I mean, what?
He didn't find it that humorous.
Is that
so
the end of your
trying,
story?
Yeah, it is.
He was trying to punctuate his dissatisfaction.
Yeah, that you went on a nerd tangent.
I found it funny.
It's pretty funny, but I mean, I don't know if it was worth the whole nerd tangent. Really wanted to get a Johnny off, though. That's pretty funny.
I got Chris.
Like
she wanted to jerk off a lion man.
Right.
Or she wanted to jerk off a guy carrying a piece of wood with a face on it. Ed and Eddie reference.
Going cartoons now. Okay.
Wow.
Anyway.
So sports, huh?
Yeah, I know, right? Chris, what's your favorite sport?
Curling. No.
Curling is... All right. With the brooms?
The Winter Olympics last time, oh my god, whenever I'd watch like the Canadian women's curling team,
yeah.
I'd get like a hard on because they'd just be like, harder, harder, and I'm like, Jesus Christ.
No, okay, for the record, the hardest part of curling is being the person with the broom.
Yeah, obviously.
You know,
the person pushing it has the hardest part?
No, the person with the broom. Because they actually melt the ice to curve the stone one way or another.
Whoa, that's how curling works? No way.
No, it's
that's
like
the only
I didn't
part
know.
Of curling.
No, I know. I didn't. For the what longest time, I just thought there? They were like clearing the shaved ice in front of the stone. But like,
the person well, like, who went first would just, always win.
They're just throwing down like salt and like rocks.
Is that like doping when you use that?
You're so far away from your microphone.
Deal with it.
No, but like, okay, so what's your favorite sport?
Favorite sport, you're gonna hate on me for this, NASCAR.
Wow.
You know what NASCAR stands for?
What?
Non-athletic sport centered around rednecks.
Alright, so.
Cool beans.
Okay. I wanna delve into this. Why NASCAR?
Well,
it does take a certain amount of athletic skill, I will admit.
Yeah, driving
because
a car for fucking
no, and it's hot in those fucking cars, and
yeah,
it's like
at the, like 200 miles an hour.
And do they have power steering, or is it just like fucking?
I can't fault anyone for wanting to go fast.
Do they have directionals?
Yeah, I can't fault anyone for going fast. I play Tribes.
Anyway, no, it's just see, this goes back to me and my daddy issues.
Oh, for those who don't know, Chris, he does have some daddy issues.
So,
sorry, really
when I was like
today.
A young child, my dad was never really there for me.
So, if you were Austin Powers, would you sing that song?
Right.
I didn't like the third one.
And then, you know, when I became like preteen, young teen, we used to watch NASCAR together all the time. And that was like our bonding. And then I sort of got him into anime, and you know, it was.
What did he watch for anime?
Just all the stuff on Adult Swim.
Oh yeah, like so, like Cowboy Bebop.
That'd be like Fully Cool.
Fully Cool.
Like, yeah, well, no, all the worst.
Welcome
things.
To Nerd like, Talk Radio, ladies and gentlemen.
You got into the like Bleach and Naruto.
See, I don't understand why One Piece never caught on here
because
it's the better of all of those.
Because of the English dub that 4K
yeah,
did.
Yeah, that's they pretty much sunk themselves with that one.
Yeah, but like Funimation does it great. Well, I don't.
Yeah, I know
great.
They picked it up after episode 100, but they
best
already,
Funimation
they already sunk themselves.
Shin-chan.
Like, oh, I like Shin-chan, but I like it in Japanese though. Like
it
my
makes
friend,
no sense in Japanese.
It.
But like my buddy Tsubasa, he came back and he brought like a Shin-chan thing back in like 1997. We saw it. We were watching it. Like they consider that like the Simpsons of Japan.
Yeah,
the Simpsons of the South Park or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. And like we were watching it. It had no subtitles, and we were just watching it.
For those who don't know, Shin-chan is like this little kid. He does a lot of dirty things. He moons a lot of people, and he's
and I like
generally an asshole.
My favorite part was when Tsubasa was describing it to us. He was saying he puts his underpants on his head and he makes his face look like an asshole.
He does. He does the elephant dance too, where he pulls down his pants and you just see his butt dancing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, right? That dance that he does is called the elephant dance.
What, just like that?
No, the one where he kind of does like a...
Steve does motions on the radio. Oh, I get it.
Yeah, he puts his butt in the air and he dances. I once saw, it was at an anime convention, and there was a guy dressed up as like a giant Shin-chan. He was promoting the Funimation booth, and I said to him, I was like, do the elephant dance, and he pulled down his pants, and they had like this little butt for the mask, like a little mascot butt, and he, like, just to do the dance.
Yeah.
It was really funny, actually.
That was a while ago, Jesus.
Yeah, that was like 2008.
Yeah, something like that.
You're so 2000 and late.
Okay, you know what? Let's end Nerd Talk Radio. Steve's favorite sport.
I'm gonna be lame, I guess. I'm gonna say baseball.
No, that's okay. I mean, you're American.
It was what the only sport I went to as a child because it was like, you know, it was actually easy to get tickets at Fenway Park when I was little.
Really?
Yeah.
That's... Yeah, because the Red Sox weren't winning anything.
Yeah, aside from like, you know, right after, like, when I was in Scouts, that was when we went the most. We would get bleacher seats. And
I was in Scouts. Did you make Eagle?
No.
Neither did I. My brother did, though.
I was a Weeblow, and then I...
Yeah, you know, I got yeah. to... Oh, wow. You weren't even an actual Scout. You were still a
no,
Cub Scout.
No, I got into the Boy Scouts, and I was like...
I got into the Cub Scouts. I got Tenderfoot, and then I was like, wow, this is not for me.
Well, I made it all the way to, like, the first day of Weeblow.
Of Cub Scouts?
Because
Weeblow is a Cub Scout.
No, it isn't.
Yeah,
Weeblow
is
a Boy Scout.
Is the interim in between Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts.
No,
yeah,
Weeblow.
I thought that's what it was.
No, Chris, it is.
No.
My brother's an Eagle Scout. I know
you're not an Eagle Scout.
No, but I did make it to Tenderfoot. I know that a Weeble has a little badge. It's a goddamn wolf!
All right, Brian.
It's a wolf badge!
Here's the thing.
No, but the wolf, and then went wolf, bear, and then, like, tiger or something.
No, here's the thing.
And then you became Weeble.
Yeah, and a Weeble is a wolf!
Okay, but here's...
Here's
the thing that Brian likes to do is like, oh, I knew this guy who did this, or I did this once, so I know more than you about it.
Chris,
like, I didn't do that.
Chris, but I did do that. I became a Weeblo, and then I became a Boy Scout.
Yes, a Weeblo is the last thing you do before becoming a true Boy Scout.
No, it isn't. A Cub Scout is like the younglings.
Yes. No, not necessarily.
To bring it back to Jedi's.
You're a Cub Scout until you're like 12.
And then you become a Weeblo, and then you become a Boy Scout.
Fuck Google.
Look it up, yeah. Look it up.
Listen, they call it Boy Scouts of America for a reason, okay?
Not Weeblos.
Not Cub Scouts of America.
No, but you start as a Cub Scout, obviously, right?
I didn't start as a Cub Scout. I started as a Boy Scout. We be low.
Oh, here we go. I got it.
Yeah, what's the...
Hold on, no, hold on.
Just look up the ranking system.
Shut up.
Is there, yeah,
Boy Scout. Weeblo's goal, prepare a Cub Scout to be a Boy Scout. Fuck you, Chris.
Yes! You're buying tonight.
You owe me a goddamn beer.
That was never established.
Yes, but we established it afterwards.
Okay, next time we both know Chris is wrong, let's establish
it. Okay. I think it should be a fact-finding challenge. If you say something on the
If you say something on the air and get, okay, let's say this from right now. If you say something on the show and you get proven completely wrong, or not completely wrong, but at least wrong.
If you get proven wrong.
A good degree wrong.
If the majority of the show agrees that you were wrong, you have to buy at least a round of beers.
Yes.
Can we agree to this right now?
Cheap beer?
Cheap, yeah, that's cheap. All right. Not expensive beer. I'm talking like
$2. Well, I'm the only one cocky enough.
I know.
What, I'm not cocky?
No.
No, no, because like I would probably I make up facts all the goddamn time. You guys just never call me out on it.
Yeah, that's... He does. A lot.
Yeah, from situations like, I did this once.
Chris, but I actually knew this one. I knew this for a fact.
Okay.
It has to be something you can't fact check.
It's a 20-month program for 4th and 5th grade boys to prepare to join a Boy Scout troop while learning outdoor skills and participating in different activity of badges.
It's reading radio with
Brian. Wait, hold on. Train a Boy Scout troop?
No.
Is that what it is? Train to join. Prepare to join a Boy Scout troop. When you're a Weeblo, you're kind of like, you know, like a Big Brother, Big Sister program? You know what that is?
Yeah.
It's like that, but the big brothers and the big sister, big brothers are the Boy Scouts taking a Cub Scout and being like, hey, come check out the stuff we do.
It's less fun.
Yeah, it's way less fun.
Yeah, we're going to be really cold camping in December.
We're going to go ice climbing. Yeah.
Well, no, that's what turned me off about Weeblo is that the first day, it was just all like this weird test. Of like you had to know all these facts, which I was not aware of.
Do you remember the Scout Anthem or whatever it was?
On my honor, I'll do my best to do my duty to God and my country.
Holy shit!
Fuck, I don't remember the rest.
On
my honor, I'll do my best to do my duty to God and my country.
Forgive us this day our daily bread.
Daily bread.
And give us the give us our day the day bread.
No,
something.
That's the Lord's prayer.
And enough. Forgive us our trespasses, for we forgive those who trespass against us.
On my honor, I will do my duty to do my best to God and my country, to obey the Scout law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight.
Ooh. Morally straight.
Morally straight, and
that's the Scout. Oh, the
is
Scout
that where
law
they kick
is
out gay people?
No, listen. When I lived in Sturbridge, I was in Troop 161, and we had a, like, super gay kid in our troop. I'm not gonna say his name, but, he was super gay. And
Why not? Tell everybody.
Out him.
Out your friends Monday.
No, he was really, really cool, and his dad was, like, a troop leader, and his name was Scott. And he was like, hey guys, on my honor, I'll do my best to do my duty. Like, he was so gay. Really cool dude though, and the Scout Law by the way is
being gay doesn't
I could
make
never,
you not.
I had to remember, I had to memorize this to be a Boy Scout when you go from Cub Scout to Boy Scout, and I could never remember the order of this. And since a Scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, sucks dick, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, reverent.
Thrifty?
That's the one you picked out.
Well, we're talking about gay guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember Thrifty either.
Suck dick, right?
Yes.
We're just not the juicy dick because you're a pile of shit.
Oh my god. Has it been an hour yet?
Probably.
Not even. It's been like 50 minutes.
Oh, only 50. It's not even close.
Oh god. Okay, Lee, favorite sport.
I never got to talk about baseball.
Yes, we didn't talk about baseball.
Oh, baseball. Fuck it. I hate it.
Here's the thing about,
you're going to come to opening day with me.
Well, you're not going to opening day. You're going bar crawling. Never going to a baseball game again. What day is that? What day of the week?
It's Friday the 13th.
So okay, yeah, I can definitely go. I don't work Fridays.
Here's
hold on real quick. Baseball is interesting to me. I wanted to say this earlier. Baseball is interesting to me because it's the only sport where you take turns getting points.
Yeah.
Don't say football, because there's an interception.
Tennis?
Yeah, because you can't...
Tennis. Yeah. No, but like, you have legitimate turns playing offense and defense. You know?
Yeah, well, football kind of does, too.
But you can get an interception, and then it just... Right then and there.
Yeah, but you're driving down the field.
Yeah, but you have opportunities to score when you're on defense, but they're not...
Not in baseball.
Yeah, I know. But baseball is weird too because it also doesn't have a time limit.
True.
It's like you have.
You go until you're fucking done.
You go until someone wins.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, yeah. Oh, doesn't soccer do that?
No. Football. No. You could not win a soccer game.
Nobody wins in soccer.
No, you go to penalty kicks.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I used to play soccer. I should know this.
And if it goes past penalty kicks and no one wins, then it's nil-nil, isn't it?
It's a tie, right?
No, I think you keep going.
Until someone scores, somebody has to...
I'm pretty sure.
So if it's 1-1...
If you have 5 penalty kicks and the best 3 of 5... the people get more out of this set of 5. If you go past then, I don't know. I don't remember.
I think it could end in tie.
I don't think it ever happens, though, so I just...
Because I've seen soccer matches that have ended in ties.
Didn't the most recent World Cup end in a tie?
No, the World Cup, it can't end in a tie. But I think a regular regulation game, don't fillet your microphone.
I'm not...
I'm really embarrassed. I should know that because I'm a soccer ref, but...
Yeah, you really should.
No, but no one...
But it can end in a tie.
The games, see, the thing is at the level I referee at, you can end in a tie because we don't go to PKs unless it's a tournament match.
Yeah.
In the tournament match, no one ever goes past the PK. Someone always wins.
You ref what, Division 1?
No.
Do you ever see a Revolution?
Yeah, okay, they do Division 1, 2, 3.
I almost made Division 1.
Yeah, I was playing soccer. Yeah. I was in Division 2.
I almost made Division 1.
You must have been Coach McGurk?
Oh, yeah, I played soccer. I was the most valuable left defense in the fucking world.
Holy
Because I was the only one on my entire team who was left-footed. And I could kick a ball the distance of the entire field with my left foot. So no one would be like,
David Beckham over here?
Yeah.
You got fucking Ben and Love Beckham.
No, because no one would ever expect someone to come with a fucking left foot kick that would
you're
be that
left,
strong.
Are you left
if I was a coach,
no.
though, I would put you on but fucking left wing. I wouldn't have you fucking defense.
No, because I could only play defense. I could not score a fucking goal to save my life. No,
so
I'm
you
white.
You could kick the ball all the way down
Brazilian.
There.
What?
You could just kick the ball all the way down there.
Oh, yeah. When the ball would come up towards our end of the field, the offense wouldn't even think about it. They'd be like, oh, Brian's got it. He'll kick it up to us. Don't even worry. Like, I was an asset. My coach was like, Brian, lefty. Don't fucking do anything else.
Left D.
Did he yell fuck
Lefty's
at you?
Nuts.
No. Fuck, Brian.
No, because I was like 10.
Brian.
No, I was left footed, and then I realized that, hey, I got great control with my left foot. I should skateboard.
Okay, so here's the thing. He's 10, so he's not playing on 11v11 field. He's playing on 6v6.
I played until I moved to Framingham. How old are you when you start high school? 14?
I was 13.
Are you
13,
playing high school soccer?
No, I played right up until high school.
You know what? You're different. Section of the state anyway, so I wouldn't know what the rules are.
Sturbridge.
Yeah. South Central Mass. Regardless, I played high school. I played football. It's football. Soccer.
Football.
It is football.
Yeah, I know. I'm a little drunk.
With the
I've
rest
been playing
of the world.
Soccer up until freshman year of high school. I played soccer. And then I moved to Framingham, and I was like, well.
Yeah, high school
this
has.
It's all Brazilians.
Has
time to leave. High school to do here.
Yeah, because you're left framing foot. Him, though.
Yeah,
fuck.
No, because I'm framing him, who has like one of the best high school fucking soccer teams in the goddamn world.
So many goddamn and, cause Brazilians.
It's all Brazilians. Like, I went, and my mom's like, Brian, you're going to try for the soccer team? I was like, I said this. I was like, no, they're all Brazilian, Mom.
They're going to be about a million times better than
I was
me.
Like, Mom, I'm pretty good at soccer, but I'm pretty sure I'm done.
See, yeah, that's why I played a white person's game in high school.
You're
golf?
Golf.
You fucking nerd.
Yeah, fucking
yeah, I played a white person's sport in high school also. Competitive theater.
Wow.
Well, you're Daniel Day-Lewis ass.
Fuck you, we won state
win.
Finals. That's not even a joke.
I mean,
I didn't realize that was
joke
a
is relative.
Soccer. No, like theater gets to a competitive level.
So just like Glee?
Massachusetts High School Drama Guild Festival.
See, I imagine them like actually like fancy and shit, just on stage, just kind of.
Right. I was always really good
but
at
they have to deliver lines at the same time, so they're just
badminton,
the
where the ball is called a shuttlecock because Rocket Penis was already taken.
I had an amazing serve in badminton. I could get it right in that corner. Where
neat.
You have to drop it in. And so people would either have to, like, reach for it, and then, like, you know, I'd just drop it back. So if you have a good serve in badminton, you can compete.
You could just wreck face.
I had a friend who was on the Malaysian badminton team. Like, she was...
this team?
Yeah, she was fucking nuts.
It's
and,
an
like,
Olympic
so
sport.
Whenever, like, we would have it in gym, it would just be like, bullshit. It'd be like, it's fucking... No one bothers fucking trying to win. Just fucking dick around because
right.
It's gotta win.
So we talked about baseball a bit. Lee, favorite sport?
Golf.
You
really?
Yeah.
But okay.
Lee plays golf.
So
he's actually
right, well, I said NASCAR.
I had a cattle. About a 8. Not that good. But
oof.
What's
yeah.
I don't.
You're
know
not
what that
good
is.
At golf, then, are you?
8's pretty good.
Oh.
What's
well,
a
then.
Great handicap?
A great handicap zero. Is a 0.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how many people have that?
What's
professional Palmer? Professional golfers have 0 handicaps. They're scratch golfers. They don't play with handicaps. Your handicap is for tournaments, for
what
like leagues and
doing?
Stuff. So it basically to try to give people a chance who aren't so good to still trying to kind of do well in their league. But at the end of the day, you know, good golfers are still going to win. So,
right.
The world needs ditch diggers too.
So 8 handicap means roughly I'm gonna be shooting, you know, about 7-8 over par usually. So I'm not very good. I was
8 over par?
Yeah.
That's not bad at all. And a fucking regulation golf course?
See, I'm thinking of, like, mini golf, so
well, there's your problem.
Dude, I'm shooting 8 over par at fucking mini golf.
That's terrible.
I'll average 6-8 over par, so I'm not a, you
over
know,
the course of the, or per hole, or over the course of the entire?
Yes, Brian, per hole. Fucking 6,
no,
just
that's what
10,
I was...
10 strokes per hole, just fucking.
I would just pick up my ball at the beginning of the hole.
There's a point where you just pick up your ball if you're fucking
you just
8 over
go
par.
Home.
Are there slam dunks?
Leave the country club.
Oh, absolutely. You gotta slam dunk the gray.
Yeah, they put a little net over the hole.
Yeah. No, the best golfer on my team had a 2 handicap. He was absolutely nuts. Like,
that's actually pretty good.
Yeah, no, he had about a 330 yard.
All right, well, let me ask you this.
Drive. He was,
what's a bad handicap?
8 or 9.
No,
above 10.
Above 10 is would be a
so anything four. That we would do.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure
if
I hit a golf ball with a driver once and it went a total of like 6 feet.
If you don't play golf like all the time, you're going to have like a close to 20 handicap, probably, you know, 20, 30. You don't really calculate your handicap if you're that though, because you don't care because you're not playing in tournaments.
Right.
You know?
You're playing because you're rich old money.
That's like, that right there.
Fuck old money.
Oh god, there's so much old
money.
So much old money.
I got Oprah money.
And all
Oprah
the other thing is all the old money, they're just dirty old fucks. They are so dirty. Just
like
dirty
as in like
talking about, hey man, you see that bartender's tits?
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah, well, you get to do that when you're old.
I just like at one point,
yeah.
Like I was just sitting down and
my dad.
And someone was like, so I watched that like Paris Hilton sex video the other day. I figured blowjob, you know, whatever.
Yeah, old
whether
people...
it's Paris Hilton sucking a dick or Sasha Grey sucking a dick, it's a blowjobs.
Yeah, I was just like,
Sasha
what
Gray.
The fuck?
Porn star.
Oh.
Let me tell you, old people definitely behind on the internet game. Friggin' last night I found out about Olivia Munn nude leaks.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. And then this morning, this guy at work was like, oh, hey, check these out. I'm like, seen it
and
already.
And what's her nuts old from news. Mad Men? Christina Hendricks.
Yeah.
What? Redhead from Mad Men.
Oh, you haven't seen them?
I need
them?
To see that.
We'll pull it up after the show.
Okay. Yeah.
My
favorite sport.
I can't wait to
jack
sport.
Off. Oh, wait, I can't. Never mind.
Don't jack off on the show. My what? Favorite sport.
I didn't say anything.
Why hockey. Can't hockey?
Hockey. Because like it's pretty much the same as soccer, but way more violent.
It's okay, first of all, it's nothing like soccer.
It's actually
because
almost
it's actually like
it's
soccer.
A lot like soccer.
It's actually, no, Chris, the rules are almost entirely like soccer with the exception of corner
icing.
Kicks. With the exception of corner kicks and penalty kicks replaced by icing.
And some
oh, and the ball replaced by a puck and the sticks
are
added in.
No, the sticks are replacing feet. You can't kick a fucking puck.
Yeah, you can.
You could.
No, you can't.
I could. Do you want to
stop wearing skates?
Make a bet?
No, Chris. I'm saying rules based. You can't kick a puck.
You can't score on a kick.
Okay.
You can't even kick to pass your teammate. Like you can't intentionally.
Well, you can't
kick
stick
a
ball. So I mean, it goes both ways.
Unless it's
field
hockey.
Lacrosse.
Field hockey or lacrosse. Like,
well, this isn't field hockey or lacrosse. We're comparing
the rules.
No,
the rules
of hockey
are similar.
Yeah, there's a net. And
soccer.
Some
no,
sort of device that goes inside of it. You could say the same thing about basketball.
No. More like basketball.
Actually, you could. No, you could, because offsides work the exact same way.
You could say, you know what, you could say the same thing about any sport. The other team has to win.
See, like,
and,
Chris, I don't like talking to you sometimes.
Basketball is like reverse soccer, because you can't use your feet.
Could you? Could you drop kick the ball?
I know you can't.
You drop kick the,
you can't kick the ball.
Here's what I want to do. I want to get.
I don't know if anyone's ever
team.
Tried.
I want to own a basketball team, and I want to get one guy.
You call them the ball kickers.
No, and I want to have one guy on my team who can make a half court shot 9 times out of 10.
Okay.
And like, cause think about it.
All right, so now all you have to do is raise $50 million to get
a
basketball.
No, cause listen,
team.
Nobody ever blocks the guy who's just carrying the ball from the pass.
They
in.
Don't carry it, they have just, to dribble
listen,
it.
Listen, if they know that that guy gets 9 times out of 10
yeah.
from half
no,
court,
they
will be all
him.
Over him.
See, that's gonna work for like
he's
the
only
first
good for
week.
One season. Like, like that's the end of his.
Then there
usage.
Goes your fucking point of the whole team, anyways.
No, but then I started trending basketball. It's like that movie Moneyball.
Go on.
Yeah, like that baseball movie?
Yeah,
Moneyball?
The baseball movie where it proves that you can, you know, with a little.
You know, baseball
of money, you
is a lot like basketball.
Are, no. You can find people who are specifically good at a certain thing of baseball and make a really great team out of a bunch of people who are on their own bad at baseball.
It's not that they're bad.
Cool.
Well, they're only good at, like, one specific thing.
But isn't that kind of the point of baseball? Like, each person kind of does one specific
Lee?
Thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but then, like, you know.
They just happen to be paid millions of dollars. That's.
To play a goddamn game!
You know, it would be great just to be a major leaguer for one season, because, like, the league minimum is, like, $400,000.
I know, and then just retire.
Well,
$400,000? Are you kidding?
Yeah, well, I mean.
I can throw a baseball at, like, 70 miles an hour.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Tim Wakefield. Can you throw the knuckleball?
Yeah. I can throw circle changeups.
Ooh.
70 miles an hour is slow.
70 miles? I dare you to throw a fucking ball 70 miles an hour.
I'll throw it.
Challenge accepted.
No, you won't.
Challenge accepted.
I dare you to throw a ball at 100 miles an hour, Chris. I
fucking
Oh, 100.
Fuck that. No.
Let's go to Canopy Lake Park.
Chris is going to throw a ball at 100 miles an hour. No big deal. Chris,
I'm just saying,
no.
I'm just saying, I'm sure compared to pros, 70 miles an hour is slow.
Yeah, 70 is really fucking slow.
No, but if you go to the fast could... pitch at the...
Let's go to Canopy Lake Park and
fucking
see who can throw the fastest
Canopy
ball.
Lake Park.
No, we'll all put $5 in the pot. Winner takes all. Who can throw the fastest baseball?
It's not going to be me, so I'm not putting in a
fastest ball in the East.
Who's
no
got
Canopy
the fastest
Lake
balls on the East?
But if you go to the batting cages and you go to the fast pitch, like baseball,
here's the other thing.
It's going at about 70.
Here's the
not
other
going
thing.
At 100.
We're not professional baseball players.
Fuck
so
you!
This speed
yes,
doesn't.
I actually.
Where's my millions then? What the fuck?
Hey, they're all in your hat.
That's where I put them.
See, I'm calling bullshit that you're a professional
Spoiler.
Baseball player. You owe me a beer.
It's not how.
That's not how. Turns out he played for the minor league somewhere.
I worked with a guy when I worked at St. Elizabeth's Hospital. I worked with a guy who played minor leagues on like some
baseball team.
Yeah, some Spanish speaking baseball team.
Like
was going Danny to come McBride. To America and could have potentially been major league, but he like broke his back. Like no joke, I didn't Did believe him because he sounded like one of those old Mexican guys. Like man, I could have been major league, but like. No, but, like, he barely spoke English, and I didn't believe him at first, because I was like, oh, wow, sounds like every other Hispanic man who's ever played baseball. And then I looked into it, and, like, yeah, the dude was actually legit. Like, he broke his back. Like, he went for – he was in the outfield, and he went for a catch and went over the edge and broke his back on the
– How fast was he running?
Well, Chris, he jumped, and, like, he landed with his back on the fence. So, like – snapped his back.
Goddamn flip-floppers on the fence. I think that'll be a good point.
Let's see. Chris Jutras does not show up as a professional baseball player.
No, it's not on his LinkedIn.
Is that his Google Plus?
Although, yeah, you got a Google Plus here, machine operator at Someplace Incorporated.
Someplace.
I don't want to talk about jobs or where people can find us.
Eagles.
Yeah, because then we get murdered.
Yeah, I'm saying if we get famous, people are gonna be fucking weird.
They're gonna listen to our old bad shows.
Yeah,
yeah.
Those super fans.
Hold on, we got Chris.
I've been listening to you
from the Dallas since 2012. Chris, I didn't know you were a real estate owner. Our owner of KMB Real Estate from 1996 to present.
Ooh. Yeah.
96, back when I was...
I told you I was a ball player.
That, no.
And by ball player, he plays with balls in his mouth.
Oh, did you know there's a Christine Jutras? You guys should date.
Christine?
Why would you date somebody with the same name as you?
Because then...
Chris, can we talk about how your LinkedIn profile picture is you in a fedora with white shades? That's not going to get you hired. We're both trying to go for relatively decent jobs right now. If they Google your name and find this, they're going to look at this picture and be like, this kid, not going to appraise car damages.
They're not going to Google my ass.
They have their own fucking service for background searches.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to go on LinkedIn.
Yeah, more like LinkedIn.
That doesn't make sense, Steve.
I know. Let's end the show.
Okay. Facebook.com/ChrisJutras is this guy. Oh, look, he's from Boston. He's got a Red Sox shirt on.
Oh, cool.
Anyway, so...
Fuck him up!
Let's end the show!
It's been a night.
We've definitely spoke for about an hour.
Oh, yeah. We've been going for a while.
That's what she said.
All right, let's fucking end it so people aren't fucking completely
sick of this. Chris, final thoughts.
Tits.
Playing sports is a good way to get tits.
Steve, final thoughts.
My final thought is, bless you. let's go get out some beers. That's my thought.
Yay. Lee, final thoughts.
Ass.
I like his style.
Lee, are you an ass man?
No, but.
Should I have said.
I was gonna say, for an ass man, your girlfriend has exceptionally large boobs.
No, not at all. He said tits, pussy? I had to say ass, so.
Right.
Should I have said pussy instead? Can I?
No, that's gay.
That's gay.
Why is that gay?
And my final thoughts is dicks. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening. We'll be back next week with a Hot Sauce on a Show!